Well, I got to talking and got distracted, and Dave gave me the high five that starts. So welcome to our service tonight, our anniversary Sunday. We're celebrating 25 years of God's faithfulness to our church, and we're thankful that you're here for this time of celebration as well. Our service tonight is going to be a combination of praising God and song. We're going to be watching some videos of greetings from folks who have sent in those from around the world for this day. And then we're also going to learn a new song in a little bit. Some of you may already know, "Oh, how good it is when the family of God dwells together in spirit and faith and unity." Know it, then you won't have any problem. We'll spend a little time learning that in just a little bit. We'll be hearing from God's Word as well as Pastor Kevin preaches from Peter's first epistle message, he's calling gifts for the church, and then we'll be observing the Lord's Supper. If you came in tonight and didn't get the elements for communion, when we start our singing, you're welcome to slip out and pick those up on one of the tables out in the foyer. We're going to start with a call to worship from Ephesians chapter 2, a passage where Paul talks about the church, the nature of believers in relationship to the church, and what we're to do when we gather together. And so that's going to be our call to worship, and I trust this will help us get our minds in tune for what we're about ready to do. Here's what Paul writes in Ephesians 2, starting in verse 11. "Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Worship this evening begins with two hymns. "Sing praise to God who reigns above, the God of all creation." And then we'll sing "The Church's One Foundation, Jesus Christ, her Lord." Let's stand together as we sing.
To God all praise and glory.
Moment, but first of all, I ask that you remember our sister Brianna Estran in prayer. She plays in our flute group. So that may kind of make you aware of who she is, but we've been praying for some time for her mom. She's been in poor health. Her mom did pass away on Friday. So pray for Brianna. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Blessing on our service. Father, we are grateful for your leading in the life of this church. 25 years of ministry. What a wonderful milestone we're celebrating this day. We thank you for your faithfulness to us through the years. And we know that he who has begun a good work in us will complete till the day of Jesus Christ. It's your church. You promised to build it. And we place that goal in your hands. Not something we can manipulate, try to affect our growth. Understand it's you only. Don't want to try to do things by man's wisdom, but to do it in the wisdom of God so that all the glory can go to you. I pray today that you would be with Brianna. Thankful for her faithfulness. Thankful for how you have allowed her to minister to her mom through years of pray that you would surround her with your grace and comfort. And I pray that you will allow her to see the way that you are working in and through such a tragic situation. Thankful that you are a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and we can place our trust in especially for our salvation. Thank you for that, but also for comfort in time of need. Thank you for that. We pray that you would be with our time together tonight. And I pray that you would use this service to help us realize the opportunity we have to serve you in this place. May we renew our commitment to use our gifts for your glory, hear your word preached, see these greetings from all around the world of folks who have been ministered to by our church. And I pray that you would bless our time for your glory in Jesus' name. You can be seated.
Well, it's always a special blessing to gather together as God's people on the Lord's Day. And this is a special reminder of God's grace as we celebrate our church's anniversary. Last year, it was 1 year ago today, which was kind of our last normal service before all of the COVID lockdown and restrictions. But Tim Friesen was our guest speaker. And he told us about the founding of this church back in 1980. And so if you're doing the math, you may be thinking, 1980, but 25th anniversary. Isn't 1980 over 40 years ago? Well, you're right in thinking that. Let me explain that it was 1996, so the church had been going for many years by then, but had dwindled down to just a handful of people, about four or five people. They were meeting on this property in the little white church building, but they had no pastor and were kind of just wondering if they should shut the doors. And so the Lord in His providence brought them in contact with a group of believers in St. Albert called Fairway Baptist Church. This church was called Northland Baptist Church. They had a pastor, Don Herb. They had no building. And so the two small groups came together and decided to start a new church in 1996, 25 years ago this month. And they named it Meadowlands Baptist Church. And so that began kind of a new chapter and kind of a restart of what God had already begun here on this property and with this group of people. And so the Lord has done a lot over the last 2.5 decades through this ministry. And we say to God be the glory, great things He has done. And so instead of having a guest speaker this year, we actually have several short video greetings from ministry partners from around the world. And so some of you will know some of them, and some of you may say, I haven't met any of these people yet. Well, Lord willing, you will meet some of these who are missionaries in that, and that come through from time to time that we are in partnership with, and so is a real blessing. And so we'll begin our first video with Jim and Joan Tillotson. Jim Tillotson is president of Faith Baptist Bible College in Iowa. And he was our pastor here for 18 years.
Dear Meadowlands family, we were so looking forward to being with you to celebrate Meadowlands' 25th anniversary. Joan and I would echo what Paul wrote to the church in Philippi in Philippians 1:2-7. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. We are very thankful to the founding pastor of Meadowlands, Don Herb, who brought two small churches together in March of 1996. I met Pastor Herb for the first time in the fall of 1996. He asked me to pray for 2 weeks before giving him an answer on whether Joan and I were willing to come and take his place. Due to poor health, he did not know if he could go through another winter. God moved in our hearts, and we became convinced that God was calling us to do this. We flew up together to Canada, and I can still remember Tom Day picking us up in his red and white panel van, as Pastor Herb could not drive due to his eyesight. All 10 people, all over the age of 50, voted unanimously to have us come to be the next pastor and pastor's wife of Meadowlands. We had to raise support, so we raised $2,000 a month and moved up in August of 1997. Even back then, that was pretty light. We were very poor in those early years, but rich in seeing God work in an amazing way. Helen Van Kunit was one of our first neighbors to get saved. Meadowlands took us on fully after 3 years, and when we left, we were so well paid, we took a pay cut to come to faith. We were blessed to serve with so many great deacons over the years, David Pruden and Harvey Dick being the first two. When we moved up, Ann and Tim were the first two kids in the church, and Corinne Marchak became our first Sunday school teacher, which she did faithfully for all 18 years of our ministry there. We're also thankful that God brought Larry and Alice Nelson to Meadowlands, that Alice became my administrative assistant after flatly refusing the first time I asked her to do so. I'm also so thankful for Tom Day, who volunteered for 1 year while Irene worked to oversee the building of our main sanctuary. I'm so thankful for Irv Teedy's work on both building projects and as a deacon. I remember having a building meeting in his hospital room while he was recovering from a ruptured spleen. I'm so thankful for everyone who worked on both projects and gave generously so that both are paid off. I'm so thankful God sent Pastor Jerry Asher and Lori, incredible servants, and Pastor Kevin and Holly, a great preacher and administrator.
Happy anniversary, Meadowlands. We love you and we miss you all. And this morning I ran across a verse that made me think of you in 1 Thessalonians, which says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers." It's been so encouraging to see Meadowlands grow over the years. Through all the ups and downs, God has been faithful. We have such good memories of our 18 years at Meadowlands, and we miss you all very much. We are very thankful that you continue to be faithful to God and His work in Edmonton. I thank God because I know He has used this church to bring glory to His name. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain."
Joan and I never thought that we would ever leave Meadowlands, but God was clear when He asked us to come to faith. Leaving Meadowlands was one of the hardest things we've ever done. We love you. We're so thankful and blessed by how you have loved us. It's one of the greatest works of God we have ever seen. There are too many great memories with so many dear friends. Mm-hmm. We can't properly take the time to thank you all. Lord willing, we look forward to seeing you next year. Congratulations on being a hub of evangelism and discipleship for the past 25 years. May we all continue to grow in our love for Christ, His Word, and each other. We love you guys.
Congratulations, Meadowlands, on 25 years of ministry at the location there on 17th Street. Lord bless you guys as you continue to serve Him. And we feel very thankful that the Lord allowed us to serve with you for the years that He gave us. And we're excited to see what the Lord has for Edmonton. And we're praying God's blessing on you. Have a great day. Enjoy the festivities.
Hello, Meadowlands family. Happy 25th anniversary. We are so happy for you. Meadowlands is close to my heart. Meadowlands is where I got saved. Meadowlands is where I got baptized. And Meadowlands is the church where I met real God-loving people. We have many wonderful memories from Meadowlands Baptist Church. Stay strong, my family. Be faithful and love God with all your heart. We love you and miss you.
We have joined Meadowlands 21 years ago in the year 2000 when Meadowlands had only 25 members about. We were able to sit at one table on Sunday nights to have suppers together at the basement of White Church building. 9 years later, in 2009, elders of Meadowlands Baptist Church laid hands on us and prayed and sent us on a mission to Poland, which we are serving ever since. We are faithful for your partnership and support over the years. And I'm sure today you will answer the call from Psalm 105:5, and you will remember his marvelous works which he has done over the years in Meadowlands. Happy 25th anniversary. We wish we were there. God bless Meadowlands.
Good morning, Meadowlands Baptist. Brother Larry Nolan here from Clavick Northwest Territories. Congratulate you and excited to hear about your anniversary. 25 years, church has grown there. Excited to be able to be a part of that. Thankful for we've been associated with the church there for 15 years. We've been up in the Arctic now 15 years. Came through there when we were moving up. We drove through and met you all. Supporting us, and we're thankful for that. And it's been excited to watch and see how the Lord is due to help us in the ministry here in the Arctic. But it's been exciting to watch the ministry grow there. And remember, just in the newly in the building there, still have the old building sitting out front. First came through there. It's been, again, exciting. Thankful for ministry you've had to some of our folks that have come through there. Down in Edmonton, had opportunity to go to church there to minister to them. But again, we're just so excited to be a part of your celebration today. We need to pray that the Lord would bless the ministry there, see it continue to grow. It's the world for Christ. So God bless you. Enjoy your
happy day. Anniversary, Meadowlands. What a blessing it is to think back 23 years ago. As Michelle and I started attending Meadowlands, there was about 35 people in attendance and serving together as a family, how God just developed that ministry to what it is today. And I so look forward to what it's going to look like in 10 years from now, as God will use you, the family of Meadowlands, to accomplish his will for the work that he has for his people in his ministry there in Millwoods. Michelle and I and Adam and Josh moved to Edmonton from Estevan, Saskatchewan in 1997 to plant the Calvary Chapel Church. And I had heard that there's a young American that came up to take over Meadowlands Baptist Church, and that he was a verse-by-verse teaching of the Word of God, the same type of ministry that Calvary Chapel was focused on. And so I met Pastor Jim, and him and I started praying for each other's ministries. And a year later, the Calvary Chapel church plant ended, and Michelle and I started attending Meadowlands. And God has really shown himself to Michelle and I throughout the 23 years that we know God's ministry there. It has been such a joy to be a part of what God has done and to be observing what he still is doing today. In 2005, Meadowlands commissioned Michelle and I out of Meadowlands to come to Lighthouse Baptist Church. And I have been the senior pastor here for this year is going to be 16 years that I've been here. And it's because of Meadowlands that we are here. Your prayers, your support. It's been encouraging to have you take us on as one of your missionaries for the addiction ministry, Freedom That Lasts. Thank you for partnering with us for Kingdom Building, and we look forward to what God is going to do with us together. And thank you again for allowing us to use the church building for our entire family to be able to come and worship together during this COVID season. May God continually to abundantly bless you for his namesake, for his glory, but also for your good.
Those were a blessing to see. God has blessed our ministry, and we feel one reason, there are many, but one is because of how our pastor has seeks in his preaching and in his life to hold the Word of God high and high esteem from beginning even until now. We're going to sing a song that reflects that commitment, a Word of God incarnate. Then we'll sing our new song. Let's sing together.
Oh, Word of God incarnate, oh, wisdom from on high. Oh, truth unchanged, unchanging, oh, light of our dark sky. We praise you for the radiance that from the rejoice with the happy and weep with
Hi, Meadowlands. On behalf of Beaumont Baptist Church, it's a great joy today to celebrate 25 years of God's faithfulness with you. And it's our prayer that God will continue to bless you with many, many more years of faithful ministry right there in Southeast Edmonton. God's put you in a great place, an awesome location to advance and share the gospel. God is great and God is good, and his track record proves that time and time again. As many of you know, Beaumont Baptist Church was officially planted out of Meadowlands Baptist Church back in 2015. And it really got off to a great start, but certainly not without its challenges by any means. And I remember back in 2017, I was actually on staff at Meadowlands, which, oh, by the way, was just a great joy. I think my wife and I and our family, we look back at those years and that time and just really love serving with you all at Meadowlands. And remember back in 2017, Kevin Williams and I, Pastor Kevin, we were walking through the foyer and the church plant, Beaumont Baptist, found itself without a pastor at the time. And I had some challenges getting started. And I remember just saying something like this to Kevin. I said, I wonder if it's just maybe time for those people, the people that planted the church out of Meadowlands, just to come back to Meadowlands. Maybe God's, I don't know, maybe he's not in it. And maybe God doesn't want a church plant there in Beaumont. And little did I know, a few months later, I would actually become the next pastor there. All that to say, though, I don't think Satan ever wanted the Beaumont church plant to happen. But God did, and God's been faithful. And the longer I've served now in Beaumont, I just believe more than ever that Beaumont needs the gospel, and that Beaumont needs a gospel preaching church right there in the city. And just on behalf of our church, Beaumont Baptist Church, I want to say thank you for your investment in the gospel and gospel advance in Beaumont. I was thinking about Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6, and Paul's writing to his friends, his ministry partners, the church of Philippi, and he says this: I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. And today, as I think about you, I just would echo those words of Paul. He says in verse 4, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy. It's a great joy to partner together in the gospel. And then verse 5, Paul writes this: because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Paul thanked God that he had given him gospel partners in the Philippians. Today, on your 25th anniversary of celebrating God's faithfulness, I just want to say thank you for your partnership in the gospel from the very first day until now. And that's been a great blessing to our church, and the gospel is going forward in Beaumont. Paul concludes that passage in verse 6 with this: I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. That's awesome. That's what God is doing. He's bringing his work to completion. I just want to say I love and appreciate you guys. Our church loves and appreciates you and your pastors, and joy of partnering together. And as you pause here today to look backwards at 25 years of God's faithfulness, I hope what you'll be in most awe of is God himself. And I hope as you look back that you'll be encouraged as you embark on the future, your next 25 years in ministry. And hopefully God will give you many, many more after that. God bless.
Hi, my name is Pastor Bud Talbert, and I'm here to introduce myself to those of you who may not know me. In 1988, my family and I moved to Calgary to start the Foundation Baptist Church. In those early years, we were familiar with Northland Baptist Church, but in 1997, when Pastor Jim Tillotson came and changed the name to Meadowlands, we got to know and love him and the church family very, very much. After we'd been in Calgary about 18 years, in 2006, Pastor Jim began to talk to us about moving to Edmonton to start a Bible college there. We were comfortable staying at Foundation, but we did begin to pray about moving to Edmonton, about what God wanted us to do. By 2008, the Lord had moved the Michael Miller family to come and take Foundation in Calgary, and so we moved to Beaumont in April of 2009 and started the Foundation Church Institute with about 60 students. In September of that same year, we started Foundation Baptist College with just a handful of students. I was on staff at the church, but my main responsibility was really teaching at the college. And in the years since then, we've had several hundred students as students of the institute and the college together. In 2012, I joined Lighthouse Baptist Church as the pastor of preaching and teaching, and it's always been a little bit difficult to juggle the church responsibilities and the college responsibilities, but I do thoroughly enjoy preaching at the church and teaching and preparing the classes for the college. I want to wish you a happy anniversary, Meadowlands family. Thank you for including me in your journey of God's blessing. It's been a real sign of the Lord's grace that he gave you Pastor Jim and Pastor Kevin as your pastors over these years. And you have a bright future as you look to the Lord for his work and will in your lives. Perhaps you would consider sitting in on a college class or two and use that time to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Happy anniversary. And thank you for allowing me to be part of this great church.
Hi, friends at Meadowlands. I can remember a number of years ago when I first heard about what was happening out in Edmonton and with the church really growing and taking off. And it's just so encouraging to stand here 25 years after the church began and to praise the Lord for everything that's been done. Not only in Edmonton, but through you, God has done a lot of things around the world, significant things. I'm only aware of part of that because of our involvement with you and with the Friesens in the past. We just want to thank you and praise the Lord for all that you have done for the ministry in Turkey. What you've done is huge, both individuals in the church and collectively as well. And as well in Malta, we're so glad for your continued support and what's happening here. And so grateful that many of you were, well, some of you, were able to make a trip here a year ago. Hard to believe, actually 2 years ago. The time flies so quickly, it's hard to believe it's been that long. But praise the Lord for all that's going on there. And again, we just thank you for your commitment to us. You are a blessing in so many ways, in regular ways, and in faithful ways. And we praise the Lord for what he's doing at Meadowlands Baptist Church.
Greetings, Meadowlands Baptist Church in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. It's the middle of February here in Nisna, South Africa. We're enjoying a beautiful sunny morning. Actually, almost every morning is like that here. And we're sorry it probably doesn't look like this where you are. But we wanted to just say thank you. You have faithfully and generously supported us. Just recently, we heard from Pastor Williams that you've raised our support again. Thank you for that. It's been a great privilege to be supported by you, be loved by you, and we hope that a fruit that has been produced here will abound to your account because of your faithful giving.
Thank you so much for your prayers for us on our behalf. Knowing that people back home are praying for us, both for our family, for the ministry, and you'll probably laugh, for our health issues that we've had since we've been here, we appreciate knowing that people back home are praying for us.
We wanted to say happy anniversary. It's a significant milestone, 25 years. My wife and I have been married 23 years, so almost 25 years. I was just thinking about getting married when you were starting a church in the southeast corner of Edmonton. So congratulations. We consider 25 years to be a great example of God's faithfulness, and we're rejoicing with you. I pray that God will keep you faithful as you shine the light in your community and as you disciple believers through the various ministries that you have there at Meadowlands.
When I think of 25 years, it brings back memories of I graduated from university 25 years ago. It's hard to believe that it's been that long, but God has been good. And I also think 25 years of our son Caleb, who's 22 this year, and some of you know him. He lives in Athabasca, and 25 years is a long time, but God has been faithful to you. It also reminds me of one of my favorite Bible verses. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Keep on being faithful to the Lord. We pray for you, and we'll pray for God's continued blessing on the ministry there.
Yes, thank you so much for praying for us, for giving. We love you, and we look forward to being with you maybe in 2022. That reminds me, 25 is half as old as my wife will be this year. So I'll let you do the math on that, but we're celebrating a big milestone here this year in 2021. We love you. Happy anniversary. Congratulations on 25 years of faithful service to the Lord.
See you from Nyesna.
So long.
Well, those are a blessing to hear from some of our friends from around the world and that have partnered with us. And it's really our privilege to be able to be their ministry partners and supporting them in the different ministries that they're involved in. And we have a gift for you for this 25th anniversary. Not anything too big, but we do have a little magnet for your refrigerator that has our church logo and just a reminder of our purpose of making disciples. And so it's something that you could put on your refrigerator or put somewhere and rejoice in what the Lord has done, and also remind you to pray for our church as the Lord continues to work through us. And we also have a dessert for you as you leave that you can take and bring home and enjoy that. Usually we have a meal all together at lunch, and of course we were usually having a lunch every month, and then kind of a special one on this anniversary. Well, we're not doing that right now, but we thought at least you could have a cupcake that you could kind of take on, at least home in these strange times, and at least to celebrate the occasion in that small way. And it is customary to receive gifts for a milestone anniversary. My dad and mom celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary last month. And so my four other siblings and I and our families got together to purchase a gift for them. And that's appropriate. And that's a blessing to be able to do. And so our church has been given gifts. Now, these gifts aren't specifically for our anniversary, though. In fact, we find mention of these gifts in Peter's first epistle. And so if you would turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. We'll just briefly look at one verse this evening. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10. Peter mentions gifts for the church. He says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Peter tells us here that each one of us has received a gift. But the gift is really on loan from God, because Peter calls us stewards. We have been entrusted as managers of a gift. 1 Corinthians 12 refers to these gifts as spiritual gifts, because they come from the Holy Spirit who indwells us. Peter further emphasizes God as the giver by calling our gifts the manifold grace of God. These gifts display the grace of the giver. Instead of gathering together each Sunday to praise each other for our gifts, we do something very different. We gather together to offer praise to the giver. He is the one that works through those gifts to build his church. So God has given each of his children a spiritual gift. What then are we to do with these gifts? Peter says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. You have a gift from God. I have a gift from God. And we are to use our gifts to serve each other. These are ministry gifts. Paul says it this way in Romans 12, verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. Use them. You see, you are given a gift from God, but that gift isn't really for you. The gift is really for others. You are charged with a good stewardship, Peter says, a good stewardship of this gift to be a blessing for others. Last Friday, I was given by Pastor Mark's family a plate of cupcakes. I don't know if it was a preview, because they made some of the cupcakes for that we're having tonight. So, but these were some cupcakes, and it was a plate, and it was wrapped, and it had a little sticker that said "For the Williams Family," and there were six cupcakes, one for each member of my family. And I wondered to myself, I wonder if they'd know if I brought them home, or if I just ate them all myself. They looked so good. They were decorated. The frosting looked like it was sweet. And so I wondered about that. I even asked Pastor Mark, is it just for me or is it for my family? And he said, well, I guess whatever you want to do, probably wouldn't be very wise for you to eat six of cupcakes all at once. But he left that up to me. But as I thought about that little sticky note that said Williams Family, and I thought about what would be the right thing to do, I decided to refrain from eating any of those cupcakes until I got home that evening and brought all six cupcakes for my family to enjoy. I understood that the intent of the giver was not really for me, although the plate was given to me, but it was given to me to share with my family. And that's what God has done for us. He has gifted you with time, with talents, treasure, with spiritual gifts, but really, he has entrusted these gifts for you to share with others, to share with your spiritual family. Peter makes another important point when he refers to being good stewards of the manifold grace of God. God's grace is diversified, multifaceted, manifold. There are various ways that God's grace is demonstrated, and so it is with his gifts. Paul makes the same point in Romans 12, verse 6, referring to gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Paul also says that the church is like one body with many members. All the members are important, although they have many different functions. To the quarreling church of Corinth, he wrote, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." In the New Testament, we find 5 different lists of spiritual gifts. No one gift appears in all 5 lists. And no one list contains all of the spiritual gifts. This tells us that there is a variety of spiritual gifts with different combinations and degrees. In a sense, your spiritual gift is unique to you. And that means that the church needs you to share your unique gift with others. The list in Ephesians chapter 4 actually states that the gifted people themselves are gifts to the church. So here's the main idea. God has not only saved you, but he has placed you into a community of believers. And that is not only for your good, but it is for the good of others. In order to serve the church, the Lord has gifted you. And since you possess a spiritual gift, you are a gift to the church. So as we consider the work of God over the last 25 years, we praise him for his manifold grace. Throughout those years, the Lord has assembled a group of people, a people to serve him. And he has equipped each one of those people with a gift to use for him. Each person over the years has been a gift to this church. You are a gift to this church. So we give all the glory and praise to the giver, even as we seek to be faithful stewards of what he has given. And as we conclude this brief message about God's gifts for the church, I'm reminded of what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:15. After commending this church for their sacrificial and cheerful giving, he directs their attention to the ultimate gift. He says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." The only reason we can give, the only reason there is even a church, is because of God's indescribable gift. You see, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. In just a minute, we are going to partake of the Lord's Supper together. Jesus told his disciples that he was going to suffer. He tells them that his suffering on the cross is really a gift for them. He tells them, "My body is broken for you." He says, "My blood is shed for the remission of sin." What an indescribable gift. Galatians 1:4 states that Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age. In Galatians 2:20, Paul says, "The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." To Timothy, he writes that Jesus gave himself a ransom for all. And to Titus, he says, Jesus Christ gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. In Ephesians chapter 5, we read that Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. All of these gifts we have from God, our salvation, our church, these eternal promises, they are ours only because Jesus gave himself. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Let's bow for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your plan of redemption, your plan to make for you a people from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. We thank you for establishing your church as your Son promised while he was on this earth. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against her. And we have seen that promise and that prophecy fulfilled over and over again. Different parts of this world for 2,000 years, different languages, different cultures, different geographical places, but the same God and the same gospel and the same people who have gathered to worship. We're thankful for what you've done here in Edmonton. We're thankful that in this little corner of the world, you established this church and a group of people seeking to be faithful. But really, you are the one who has been faithful. And so as we thank you for the last 25 years, we also pray that you would continue to use us, that we would hear one day, "Well done, good and faithful servants." We're thankful for the other local churches that you have established in our city and province and throughout the country and around the world. And we pray that we would just be faithful for what you want us to do here. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. We now come to the time where we can have this privilege to remember the Lord in the way he prescribes. You can get out your bread and cup at this time if you missed that. Actually, mine's down here. Mine. If you missed it, it is out in the lobby on the table. If you are here as our guest, we want to invite you to participate with our church family. If you are trusting in Jesus Christ alone as your Lord and Savior, and if you are in right fellowship with God and His church. Let's take the bread. The scriptures tell us that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." We certainly look forward to that day that he will come. Let's stand together. One last time, we will praise God for His indescribable gift. Though our sins are many, His mercy is more.
But love could remember no wrongs we have done. Mission all knowing He counts not their sum. Thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, His mercy. What wage as we constantly roam? What Father so tender is calling us home? He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Riches of kindness He lavished on us. His blood was a payment, His life was a cost. We stood neath a tent we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger darkness new every morn. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more.
Mark's going to come and pray, sweetie. Sorry I had to cut you off. It was beautiful. It really was. Mark, will you lead us?
That is my only word of prayer. Oh, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You again for this evening. We could gather together to hear Your word and remember the greatest gift of all, the giving of Your Son, Jesus Christ, the emblems, the bread, the cup. Lord, You came 2,000 years ago and died on the cross for our sins. Because You died on the cross, You purchased the people unto Yourself, be known as the Bride of Christ. We thank You for all that You have done for us and look over the past 2,000 years of Your faithfulness, Your grace, and Your mercy. And even over the past 25 years, we can also see Your same faithfulness, same grace, and same mercy. And we can look forward into the future, what You are going to. Lord, we also thank You for the fact that You have given each and every one of us a gift to use for the furtherance of Your kingdom. Lord, before the foundation of the earth was ever established, You have planned out good works for us to do. And it's nothing that we are doing in and of ourselves. It is because of the work of Your Holy Spirit within us. So that You get the praise, You get the glory, You get the honor, everything. Lord, as we leave this place tonight, Lord, may we be asking ourselves, what gifts have You given? How am I putting that into practice? Body of Christ, how am I blessing others? And Lord, may we look at that question seriously and not just look at it, but also practice. Thank You again that You are with us. Thank You again for the gift of Your Holy Spirit who is at work inside of our hearts, producing Christ-like. Thank You again for this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank You for coming this evening, and just a reminder, there's gifts for you.